Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Stephen McCain Podcast. This is going to be a solo cast episode of a speech I gave this year at the World Peptide Congress. It really illustrates why I do what I do, and it's my journey from being a professional athlete to getting really unhealthy and living a reckless life, in my opinion, for a number of years. And then turning it all around, finding biohacking, and really committing myself to the last 14 years, quitting drinking, finding peptides, working with functional medicine doctors, doing all these things to really rebuild myself. And I hope it's somewhat inspirational for you. And I hope it also gives you a little bit more insight into who I am and how much that I really love and subscribe to these things that I talk about on this podcast. So I hope you enjoy it.
From the pommel horse to the global stage, Stephen McCain has established himself as a titan in the world of gymnastics. As a two-time Olympic gymnast and a world champion silver medalist, he's not just defined by his accolades, but by his unparalleled commitment to the sport. His global footprint in gymnastics is inspiring. He has showcased his talent on almost every continent except for Antarctica. But Stephen's prowess isn't confined to gymnastics alone. He's a talented actor in films, television, and commercials. Beyond the glitz of the arena and the silver screen, Stephen's heart beats for a noble cause. With a keen interest in the human optimization and performance journey, he is dedicated to advancing health span. He champions the idea that individuals can harness their optimum health potential at any age. Today, he is 49 years young, and Stephen stands as a testament to this belief, consistently challenging conventions about aging and its perceived limits. To kick off Peptide World Congress properly, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our first speaker, Stephen McCain.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, this is so exciting. She rewrote my bio for me, and I think she did a way better job. So thank you for that. Are you guys excited for this? Are you guys excited for this? Come on, man. This is cutting edge stuff. I have personally had a love affair with peptides for 10 years, and it was pretty underground when I first got into it. So, I mean, to have some place like this where you can go and get a state-of-the-art education, unbelievable. So I would like to take you on a journey with me of my history and how human optimization and regenerative medicine and peptides have changed my life. And so in order to do that, we got to go back in time a little bit. And I used to be a world-class athlete, spent my whole upbringing, dedicating everything to the sport of gymnastics. It's kind of my nature, my personality. You're going to find out that when I get into something, I tend to rabbit hole on it. Two-time Olympian, Hall of Fame inductee, got to compete all over the world. Phenomenal career, film, television, commercial. That's Adriana Lima from the Victoria's Secret model, in case you were wondering. And then, just to give you an example of the kind of stuff I used to do, let's watch a high bar routine. This is one of my favorite apparatuses. Pretty cool, right? I'm 20 years retired. I can look at it now as a fan, So to me, sometimes it's like, Jesus, how did I learn that stuff? And so look, an amazing career. But the hardest thing that I ever did in gymnastics was retire. This was a massive rug pull on my lifestyle, my discipline. I lost all of it. I had no purpose. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't love anything. And I was pretty abusive to my body. I was eating whatever I wanted, sleeping whatever I wanted. I started smoking cigarettes, drinking almost every single day, waking up with a hangover almost every single day. I was poofy. I had brain fog. It was not a good place. 5 dark years. Just felt like garbage. So I had gone from being one of the best in the world at something to feeling terrible, right? And it all kind of came to a head one night after I'd hung out with a friend at a bar, and I came back, fell down and collapsed, drinking so much. And my fiance at the time, I woke up to her shaking me, and I was vomiting all over myself. And I remember looking at her and thinking, you know, she's crying, but why is she mad at me, you know? And I was totally paralyzed. And in that moment, I had this out-of-body experience. Like, it was literally like it just sucked back, and I was watching the whole thing with 100% clarity, totally sober. And I just saw what was happening, and I literally said to myself, oh, my God, I'm killing myself. And in that moment, I thought, I don't want to die. I want to live. And that moment changed my life forever. And I woke up the next day, and I said to myself, "What, you know, I don't want to just live. I want to feel like a superhero again. I want to feel like I did when I was an athlete. I want to live that way for the rest of my life. That's what I want to do. I want to be the non-professional athlete." And so I quit drinking, still sober, almost 15 years. That was really good. You know, thank you, by the way. Clearing the air, you know, it allowed me to really address a lot of like sort of stuff with my dad and all this stuff. And it got me, I think, to be more of a stable person. And I realized a lot of my gymnastic success was built on the fact that my coaches were my proverbial father. So it was very interesting, you know. And then I got into, you know, it was right at the beginning of the whole biohacking movement. I had a friend of mine that had Lyme disease who had all these supplements and needles and all this stuff everywhere. I was like, Jesus. And she said, listen, everyone waits till they get cancer or they get something. She said, people should be doing what I do right now. And I said, I'm in. So I came into this whole movement, this new health biohacking movement, on a rocket ship. Started working out again, you know, trying every protocol, which eventually led to a longevity-based workout where I feel awesome, I'm supple, I'm strong, I'm metabolically, you know, fit. My diet, I personalized it. I tested it with my blood. I really pinpointed what diet worked for me. I tracked it. And supplements were a part of that. You know, I've basically tried every damn supplement there is in the world almost. And then I've learned to sort of architect that with certain people like Sandra Kaufman's approach, you know, to become a longevity or anti-aging supplement protocol. Biohacking gear. Spent a ton of money on things that, look, we're bound to earth, right? We're affected by heat. We're affected by cold. We're affected by oxygen. We're affected by energy. We're affected by light. So a lot of these biohacking tools use things that like natural elements to manipulate our physiology. And it just allows you to be able to get a better return on your investment of time and energy in your health pursuit. Testing. We're right now in the time of personalized medicine, right? Like, you have to prove what you're doing is working. If you're not, in my opinion, you're a thing of the past, right? So, you know, for me, it was testing my sleep and my exercise. I mean, obviously, some of these slides are pretty old. No one uses 23andMe anymore, but blood testing my brain, you know, DEXA scanning, all of that stuff. And then there was two books that sort of changed the trajectory of my approach. Now, I don't necessarily recommend this book. It's probably a little bit outdated, but I read this book and it made me realize what functional medicine doctors do and how they optimize hormones and really look at the health of the body from a biomarker perspective, like of blood, like real, you know, optimization. And so I ended up reading this book and I found myself an anti-aging doctor. I was 39, getting close to 40, you know, and ended up optimizing my hormones, really learning to read my blood labs, and most importantly, finding out what was my weakest link. So this is how I looked on the right, and this was my cholesterol panel at the time. Very high LDL particle count. I had very small particle size of LDL, So the LDL was not breaking down. It wasn't being cleared. And I had a lipoprotein-associated phospholipase A2, which is an enzyme that becomes elevated when you are incur arterial inflammation. So I was most likely accumulating plaque. I did a carotid artery scan, confirmed I was getting plaque. And so this was a multi-year process of getting these numbers back in line. If I wouldn't have read that book, if I wouldn't have gotten to work with a functional medicine doctor and gotten out of the traditional sick care system, I wouldn't have known this. By the way, I was on one of those ketogenic diets, and I thought, oh, this is, look at me, you know. And the doctor told me, he's like, we never see anyone that looks like this that has these levels, by the way. These diets can be dangerous. So, you know, you don't want to just do things willy-nilly. You know, the testing is paramount these days. The other book I read was this. I found this guy. He went by the name Dr. X in Europe. And excellent researcher. Not a doctor, actually. But he was kind of like who I was, but maybe 15 years older. And he really got me thinking about peptides and exploring peptides. And I went all the way in. And I came to this conference, watched it, learned from Dr. Seeds, took his courses. I was even have been in his office hours before asking questions, read every book I could get my hands on, you know, worked with a lot of different doctors and stuff. That's kind of my peptide rabbit hole. There's some pictures of my, my life with it. But profound, you know, and that, now I've rolled that into like sort of like a longevity calendar. The calendar will remind me it's time for this protocol. So, you know, the comeback had, in my opinion, at age 44, 45, had been complete. I had accomplished what I really wanted to do. And I can tell you, these things work. They do. You do not have to be an Olympic athlete. I just took an Olympic approach to this stuff, and I had a lot of thirst for it, right? But this happened. I was tested once again. I was working on a Nike commercial with a two-time Oscar-winning director. Him and his director of photography were world-class. They did The Revenant. They did Birdman. Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu. And we were doing some amazing stuff, and the assistant director whispered in my ear, hey, can you come in tomorrow? We want to do a whole nother day of shooting with you.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking to unlock your full potential? Well, look no further than Limitless Life Nootropics, the premier peptide vendor that caters to individuals seeking to optimize their health and performance. Sharpen your focus, boost your memory, immunity, lose fat, gain muscle, heal faster. Limitless Life turns that hypothetical into a reality for those eager to explore their limitless potential. Curated with precision and rigorously tested for excellence, Limitless Life Nootropics redefines the standards of quality, ensuring customers receive nothing but the best for their minds and bodies. Now here's the exciting part. As a listener of the Stephen McCain podcast, you'll get a 15% discount on all peptides on every order using code McCain15. That's McCain15 at checkout. And if you use a cash-based payment option, you'll receive an additional 10% off. That's 25% off the list price. Are you ready to break free from limitations? Visit Limitless Life Nootropics today and discover a world where potential knows no boundaries. Limitless Life Nootropics, where you don't need permission to be limitless.
And I was like, man, I feel like I never retired. You know, like mid-40s, and I'm like a rock star again. And I was just about to tell them, I think we've done enough. The flooring isn't really that safe. And I kept going, and I tore my Achilles, and I was furious at myself for letting this happen. Furious! 999,999 times out of a million, I never would have made that mistake. And I thought, you people pleaser, you idiot, what did you do? You can tell how much I respected my physiology. And I remember my therapist, I was seeing some guy about this because I was so upset. I never played the victim, but I was really mad at myself. And he said, Steve, listen, the Achilles story has stood the test of thousands and thousands of years, right? You're talking about warriors that, you know, from the Greek times that had their Achilles torn. That's it. They were decimated. They're done. That's why it's lasted this long. And that really helped me. But here's what happened. I went after this like I was an Olympic athlete. I threw the kitchen sink in it. And what I did is I stopped asking for permission. I stopped looking for others to tell me what to do. I had all the information loaded in me. I called up my anti-aging doctor. I said, I need to go on growth hormone right now. I want maximum healing capacity. I came home from surgery, started injecting right above the Achilles tendon with healing peptides. I started using massive amounts of essential amino acids to re-scaffold that tendon, blood flow restriction, all the things. And in 5 months, I was running. And that was the fastest they had ever seen. And the place that I rehab was where Kobe Bryant, Conor McGregor, top people in the world go to. And I had broken the record. So again, these things work. They work, you know. It's very exciting to me. So like when I look at all this stuff, you know, my story, and I think about making recommendations to people, and, you know, again, 6 months from now, the recommendations could change. A year from now, they could change. But after making these slides, I thought, this is what I feel about my journey, you know. First of all, you got to make up your mind. Somewhere in there, you got to tell yourself, I want to make a change, right? I want a result. There is an entire quantum field of medicine that exists in the brain that we don't fully understand. But when you decide you want something, or something is at risk if you don't make a change, it does something, right? And then the second thing I always think about when all this stuff for like health, if you just optimize for fitness, you have to optimize for sleep. You have to optimize your diet. You have to optimize your stress. Exercise is stress resiliency, right? That's what you're learning to do. I mean, so I always tell people, like, just really make like the skeleton key, the master switch, your fitness. Focus on that. There's an athlete in all of us. And if you can focus on trying to optimize the fitness, you really will take care of so much more. Why? Because fitness positively affects every single tenet of aging. And the more you're in shape, the more you can pump those channels. So it's a positive feedback loop, right? It's fascinating how powerful exercise is, and I'm so glad that we're finally starting to realize that. I mean, just take a look at how in shape Dr. Seeds is when he comes up here. I tell him every single time I see him, you look like a 60-year-old gymnast. It's amazing. Then obviously I don't got to tell you, anyone in this room, get out of the sick care system. This is what I always tell people, get out and start working with doctors that can help you, right? And then focus on the thing that's going to kill you first. Who cares if your organs, if all your organs and your entire body can live to be 125, but you've got this one cholesterol thing that's going to kill you in your 80s. Optimize that. That's your weakest link. That's your bottleneck. Go after that like your life depends on it, because it does. Right? And then finally, learn to use peptides. You know, I mean, that's why we're here. You know, and that's not just some little cherry on top because we're at a peptide conference. I mean, these things are powerful. I will tell you this about peptides. This is my personal opinion on peptides. People vastly overestimate what peptides can do. And at the exact same time, people vastly underestimate what peptides can do. It is your job to solve that riddle in your practice with your patients, right? Figure that out. And so, you know, that's my story. And, you know, I have a podcast. If one of you would like to be on the podcast, feel like you have something you want to share, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your stories. Reach out to me here. I'm going to be here all day. I'm going to be watching the presentations because I want to learn this stuff. And because we are at a peptide conference, I have one last story that I want to share. And it's part of that, like, you know, taking ownership of this information and that I've learned on this journey and really putting it to use. My fiance during COVID, She ended up experiencing, her aura ring was telling her, you know, something's going on with your pulse. And she started experiencing like rapid heart beating. She couldn't sleep anymore. It felt like somebody was sitting on her chest and just at rest. Her heart was racing like she had been running. And it wouldn't go away. And it was very scary. And I suspected it was her thyroid. We found an endocrinologist in Beverly Hills. And we ran some labs, and she had thyroid antibodies, and they diagnosed her with Graves' disease. And so we were on telemedicine with this doctor, and I said, just explain to me what's happening. Just tell me the mechanisms of action, exactly what's going on here. And he starts explaining it to me, you know, the innate immune system, the adaptive immune system, spiraling out of control, da, 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 da. And I start thinking, I've heard this stuff. I've heard this stuff in Dr. Seed's courses. I've heard it. And I said, listen, are you familiar with peptides? He said, I know of them, but I don't use them. I can't help you with that. I said, listen, well, I know how to use them. And I said, would you be willing to do all the blood tests? Because I don't know exactly what we're testing for. I don't know the labs to run for this. But would you be willing to let us do this and you supervise and try this? And he said, yes. So I got her on a 3-month autoimmune protocol with peptides. And in 2.5 months, the labs came back. She didn't have Graves anymore. And so the doctor was like, you could tell he was so perplexed when he was looking at it. You know, and, you know, look, I'm not a doctor. I was a pre-med at UCLA, and I dropped out because I wanted to be an Olympian. But when push comes to shove and things matter, like they're going to ablate and take out part of my fiance's thyroid, I'm not asking for permission, you know? And whether or not it was Graves' disease or not Graves' disease, there's a good chance that if she was in the traditional healthcare system, she wouldn't have all of her thyroid right now, right? That's the truth of the matter. And so this stuff is important. We need people to be educated in this field. And that's why I'm so excited to see the growth of this industry, but more importantly, the growth of like this type of peptide knowledge. Because, you know, what's fascinating about what Dr. Seeds and his team have done is, you know, they've democratized this information. They've allowed someone like me, who I'm not a doctor, to be able to come in and be a part of this and really learn this information and take these courses and have it change not only my life, but the lives of people that I love and care for. And so I'm hugely grateful for, you know, this organization. And, you know, my final little piece, my cherry on top of all of this, is that with, you know, I saw on the banner for you, there was a live better, live longer, live better. And I thought about that before I came, literally to myself. I said, this is about living longer. This is about living better. And then I saw it on the banners. They were like, same thing. But this is also about not having to give up something that you love. And if I want to do gymnastics and I want to be able to do this stuff at my age, then I am going to do it. Right? You don't need permission to do this stuff. This stuff works. So that is my story. And I appreciate you listening. And I will be here all weekend. If you want to ask me questions, please come and talk to me. I love this stuff. Thank you, everyone.
If you're still listening, you're awesome. And I just want to say thank you for joining me this week. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to ask you to leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. Reviews are one of the major ways that Apple ranks their podcasts, so even though it only takes a few seconds, it really does make a difference. Thank you again for joining me on this episode of the Stephen McCain Podcast. I'll see you next time.